Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Stone Guardian, Stone Guardian, Crystal Keeper, Crystal Keeper,
Gym Lovers of Rockham,
Gym Lovers of Rockham,
welcome to Stones of Rockham.
Welcome, welcome everyone to There's a Rock for That. I am your host, Mary Brown, and we are live today, Saturday, August 6th already, on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. This episode is going to be pretty fun. We're going to do a lot of like open lines and free crystal mini readings. And we're also going to talk about this month's featured crystal guest, Mangano Calcite, also fondly known as the Reiki Stone. And the one thing I should let you all know is that There's a Rock for That is brought to you by the Tarot Guild. Check out thetarotguild.com and see all the cool things that we have going on besides sponsoring this show. And, you know, what else? Oh, I should let you know also that not only is this a live call-in show, but we also have a chat room on the tarotguild.com website. You just go to thetarotguild.com/chat and you can join the conversation in our chat room. You can even post questions if you want a mini crystal reading on them, and if we have time I will get to those as well. But yes, mainly we are a live call-in show, and I already see we've got a lot of callers lined up on our switchboard, but there's still some space to get in there. And the number to call is 714-816-4628. Again, the number to call is 714-816-4628. And you want to be sure to press the number 1 on your dial pad, because that literally raises your hand in the air on the switchboard and lets us know that you want to be live on air with me. So before we get too far into it, I wanted to share with you the card I chose for this week. And that is posted on our Psychic Talk Radio Network Facebook group. If you haven't joined that, be sure that you do. We have a page and a group. Like the page, join the group, and you can get to it really easily by going to psychictalk.net/Facebook. That'll take you right over there, and you'll see the card that I post for the week. Today's card is really in tune with our featured crystal guest. It's calcite. I got the calcite card from the Eternal Crystals Oracle cards by Jade Sky, with beautiful artwork by Jane Marin. And the message with calcite is calmness, and also a reminder that this is a stone that you can use on all your chakras, every single one of them. And you know, it's not just about being calm, but being calm and going with the flow and not trying to fight against the current of things. You know, taking the time now to relax and recharge. That's a good message for a nice Saturday afternoon, because let's face it, you know, there's a lot of times in life when it is not easy to be calm, or things around us are not calm. But it's important that we at least try to, you know, release any pent-up emotions that we have, any stress that we have, even anger. It's okay to admit that we have anger sometimes, but it's also very good when we find you know, a positive outlet for that anger, whether that's a creative outlet, whether that's just releasing and relaxing as a way to get rid of it, to de-stress or de-conflict, we used to say in the military. But, you know, it's really important to do that. Because when we let everything just get bottled up, you know, that stress can really affect how we feel physically. You know, it can cause headaches. It can cause stomach issues, all kinds of stuff. So whatever you can do, whether you're going to use a piece of calcite to help you, maybe do a crystal layout with calcite, or if you're just going to find your own way of doing it. Maybe you like to go for a walk, or maybe you like to play video games. You know, it doesn't matter. Anything that's going to put you in that space where you are calm and relaxed and not feeling stressed out about anything, because that helps our energy to be uplifted and allowing us to connect better with each other, with the spirit world, with our own intuition, and to help us to attract and manifest the things that we want in our life. So, and calcite comes in a lot of different colors and a lot of different forms. We are going to be talking about one specific type a little bit later in the show, and that is mangano calcite, again, known as the Reiki stone. And we'll talk about Reiki energy a little bit too for those of you who don't know what it is. But since we have all these people already lined up in on the phone lines, on the switchboard. Like, what are they in, actually? You know, they're in space, right? Or they're in their own homes, or maybe they're just walking around, decided to call in. Let's go ahead and, like, take our first call and see what is up. What's going on out there? What do people want to talk about this Saturday? So I'm going to go ahead and go to our very first caller, and that is area code 205. Area code 205. Caller, are you there?
Hi, Mary. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
Good. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm doing well. I'm calling from Alabama.
Alabama. And what's your first name, honey? Patricia. I thought that was you. I was, you know, in my head,
yes.
I was thinking Patty. But does anybody call you Patty? Probably not.
They don't, because my twin, I have a twin, his name is Patrick, so he's Pat.
Ah, that's it, Pat, Pat, Pat. All right. So what do we want to talk about today?
Whatever spirits feel is necessary, or not only necessary, but anything particular that I need to know for my highest best. Yes.
Okay, let's take a look at that. That's a great question.
Thank you.
I'm just going to roll my crystal dice here and see what comes up here, if there's anything, since you said, what do I need to know?
Yeah.
I'll see what comes up is something we really need to maybe work on. Okay, we're good here. Just going to not worry about everything that's good and see what we need to look at. Okay, there's a couple. Yeah, there's this. It's like there's three things. You know, and look, you know, the first thing that comes up here, you know, it's simple. It does have to do with, you know, just our sense of, like, being in harmony, you know.
Yes.
In harmony with our surroundings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
You may want to change your surroundings, right? But, you know, it's kind of one of those things where, okay, you know, when we want to sort of feel like we're more in harmony with what's going on around us, and even within our own home and stuff, if we're not feeling in harmony with it, it makes it that much harder to get into it. if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And part of that is like being able to clear our heads, you know, because I feel like you're being pulled in like a few different directions in some way. And it's almost like between our heart and our mind, you know. It's like our heart, you know, feels a certain way about it, and our mind is saying, like, okay, get organized. If you want to change something, you got to get organized. You got to, you know, have a plan, all of this stuff. So whatever you can do to just kind of clear your head this weekend, you know, just kind of like realize that the changes that you want to happen, they can definitely happen, and it's all going to happen in divine timing, okay? Anything that we, you know, put into it, like we want to rush, we wish this was already fixed, we wish this was already different, you know, all that's doing is sort of like clouding us and adding sort of to the difficulty in making those changes. And there's also fear with change, you know, which is kind of a natural kind of thing. You know, we always think like, okay, you know, is it really going to turn out the way I want it to? You know, is it really? Mm-hmm. And we allow like those sort of doubts to enter in. And, you know, that never helps. It really doesn't help us accomplish our goals. And so not just with like clearing our head, but also like getting, you know, focus on the practical, you know, what's step one, you know, what's the first thing that I need to do in order for any changes to occur? You know, you got to kind of think in those ways and kind of just like attack, you know, one little thing after another, instead of looking at like kind of the bigger sense of like, I want things to change. And then the other thing that comes up here, I mean, so much of this is all really speaking to balance and feeling that almost sense of loss of, where's the excitement? You know, where's the real sense of like adventure and excitement now, you know?
Yes.
And, you know, it can come in a lot of different forms. We can't be who we were. We can't recreate the experiences that we've had that were good experiences that we sometimes feel like, oh, I wish I still had that, or I wish that I was still doing that, or I wish so-and-so was still around. You know, whatever we can do to, you know, find ways to appreciate the now that we're in, you know, and the moment that we're in, with the understanding that, you know, I have the ability to change this if it's not really up to par for me. And, you know, just the biggest obstacle I see to anything that's going on with you is your own doubt. You know.
Okay.
So, you know, that's, and it's kind of like, you know, we all have doubt. I think doubt is natural. It's like you just don't want to get to the point where you're talking yourself out of things that you really want to do. You know. Because once we say something's impossible, it is, you know. Once we start to believe that something is impossible or something's never going to change, then it won't. But if we just kind of put that aside and say, like, you know, I'm not going to even, like, ask that question if it's possible or not. I'm going to go ahead and do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then that really, really helps us. And, you know, lastly, you know, it's about the energy that we want to bring into our life, but also that we want to radiate ourselves. So it's sort of almost like the message is like, you know, what is that saying? You know, be the change you want to be. But it's not really exactly that. It's more like, you know, match the energy of the change that you want.
Mm. Wow. Yes. I like that. Yeah.
You know. Okay, so I hope that resonated and made some sense.
Awesome. Very much so. Thank you so much. Very beautiful.
Thanks,
Thank you, Mary. I love you. Many blessings to you. And I'd like to continue listening to the show. Thank you so much.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much. Love you, too. And I'll just put you in listening mode.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. Okay. And let's go ahead and take a couple more calls, and then we'll start talking about our featured stone. And the next call that we have here is area code 520. Area code 520. Caller, are you there?
Wow, it's Lisa calling, and I should go buy a lottery ticket. I called in late. And I'm getting in early. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Go buy that ticket.
I will.
How you doing, Lisa?
Well, I have a question. Thank you. I don't know if this is – can I ask? Is that okay?
Yeah, go for it.
So happy to speak with you. I went and saw somebody. He's a professional. And I consulted with him, and it was on Friday. I really liked him. I trust him. And I'm going to hire someone he suggested I hire. It's his wife's business, and they're going to charge me an hourly rate. And we're trying to locate something. It's not a private detective. It's not anything like that. But I'm wondering if you – and we're going to meet on Tuesday. Do you see me being successful? Do you see me finding what I need to locate by Tuesday?
Do we see you finding what you need to... Yeah, so do we see you trying to locate what you're trying to find by Tuesday? Okay.
Or by the end of Tuesday, or... Yeah, thank you.
End of Tuesday. Well... Okay, I just pulled out my crystal pendulum on that. Since it's a yes or no question, I got a yes on that. But let me also take a look here and see what else comes up on this. You know, like if anything is like an obstacle to that happening in that, you know, time frame, what is it? And, it looks pretty good for this happening, you know, in that time frame. There may be, you know, some sort of like, you know, if you, you know, on locating it, that's one thing. But, you know, if it's something where, you know, you're trying to get something in hand, that might not happen by Tuesday. Okay. But
that's
at least
okay.
You get a lead on it, you know.
Oh, wow. You're good. You are so good. Yeah, that's what I'm, you know, and that's probably what will take place. It's, yes, okay, in the best ideal world. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yay.
That will kind of lead me to a final positive conclusion, probably.
Yeah, it will, you know, and also you have to think of it in terms of, like, you're not, like, just, you know, like, going blind and just kind of lost in the dark on it anymore, you know? So that's going to be helpful, too. That's a positive. But, yeah.
Okay.
So that was it. You know, I think, you know, that this particular person pointed you in the right direction. You know, when they recommended that you go with
I like him very much. His professionalism is, you know, his integrity, and I sensed all of that. And he was highly recommended by somebody else that, yeah. Okay.
Good.
Well, yeah, it's good to get that feedback from you.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad I could provide that for you, and, you know, best wishes with this whole thing, and at least, you know, you're getting a direction to go in, you know. You're at least getting, like, some progress happening.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Okay.
Do you see this
thanks
wrapping up? Do you see this? We're in August. Do you see this concluding, like, in August, the whole project, or is it just going to be extenuating into the future?
Do we see it wrapping up in August or going beyond that?
You know, I feel like if it doesn't wrap up in August, right, it could be something that extends, like, maybe mid-September, but I don't think that this is just going to be, like, just ongoing, all that much longer.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You know, so you're getting close to, like, being done with it.
And I'm happy with the conclusion.
I think that you're happy with it. I'm seeing balance around it,
Okay.
So it's like, it's that sense of like, okay, it's acceptable. It's kind of like being happy that it's concluded, and also feeling like, okay, everything's kind of, balanced, but like more like stabilized. It's like having something that like it's just not on your head anymore. You know what I mean? It's like it's something that you feel a sense of relief. So you could call that happy,
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much for calling. I'm going to put you back in listening mode if you want to keep listening.
You've got your fans. You've got your fans that want to continue listening. Thank you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Have a good one. Bye, Lisa.
Yeah. Thanks.
Oh, that is so cool. And let's see. Let's go ahead and do one more, and then we are going to talk a little bit about what's coming up on the Psychic Talk Network and talk about our featured stone, and then we'll get back to calls after that. But let's go ahead and see who's next. Area code 917. Caller, are you there? 917. Hello? 917. Okay. 917 going once, going twice. They literally dropped off. Okay. All right. So let's just go down to the next caller. Where am I in this whole thing? Okay. Area code 916. It's weird how it's like consecutive. Area code 916. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Great. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Ray and I'm calling from California.
California. What do you want to talk about?
I guess, my love life. I think, and the reason why, I think everything else in my life is squared away. My job, I'm financially situated now. I was very stressed out the last 4 or 5 months and it got really ugly at my last job. Well, now I have my feet under me, got a good pay raise and, I go out and have extracurricular activities, and I'm just curious if there's something out there or if there's not.
Right. So we're looking for, like, somebody new to come in, right?
Yeah. I think, for the longest time I wasn't ready for a relationship emotionally, but I think I'm ready to, to have a good, healthy relationship, and just curious if it's even in the cards or not.
Well, let's take a look at that and see what comes up. And, on this show, it's like, is it in the crystals? Because I use crystals to do readings. But let's see what comes up here in the crystal dice. And, when we're talking about love life, I'm usually looking for, those kind of stones that have to do with the heart. And interesting. And also, couples getting together with someone. Okay, so we've got some interesting, reading. Look, as far as having, you know, you being ready and having somebody come in, I think that that looks really good for you, okay? The one thing that I would say about it is, you know, you talked about being like, you know, emotionally ready for it, you know? And I think that, you know, that makes a lot of sense. You know, we're seeing a lot of balance around the heart chakra, which has a lot to do with our emotions. But also, you know, and I don't think you would do this, but I think you would encounter this. I feel like you're going to meet somebody that it's not that they're not emotionally mature or emotionally ready. It's just that they may need a little direction with not bringing too much baggage into the situation. So what I mean is, like, just to give you an example of like how this could go is, like, so you meet somebody, right? And you feel the connection and you have a good time and, you know, but they keep bringing up like their ex, you know, and not in a way that they're talking about this person like they still want them in their life or anything, but just that you can feel like there's this shadow of this ex-partner that keeps creeping into the conversation. Well, my ex hated it when I did this, or my ex liked it when I did this, or I used to always do this with my ex. And so it's just, like, there's just this big message about understanding that that's not a competition for you, okay? This is just somebody who may not even realize how much of an influence they're allowing a past relationship to have on their forward outlook when it comes to relationships with you or anybody else. So because you are kind of got it together, all these other parts of your life squared away, I think that this is going to be kind of a, just an easy sort of thing for you to do to be able to kind of redirect, you know, and keep the person like in the now and what's happening between the two of you. Now, as far as time frame, getting like within the next 3 months, that is when, you know, you start connecting with this person and you start, you know, dating, whatever you want to call it, you know, having a lot of interaction with them. And just to, you know, remember that when they start talking about their ex, that, again, it's not competition for you and they just need to be redirected to the present moment where it's just you and them, you know, enjoying the moment, having dinner, whatever it is that the two of you are doing together, you know, and just that there doesn't need to be space for this phantom anymore, you know, if that makes sense.
Definitely. Yeah, I take hip-hop class, and there's a girl in there. She's quite significantly younger by, like, about 8 years or so, and she's very pretty, really good at hip-hop, and a very well-rounded person. She has a variety of different hobbies, you know, and I thought we had, like, somewhat of a connection. She, you know, obviously, she's going to college about an hour away. She's transferring, and I thought I was going to go somewhere, but it just dropped off completely, and I was like, damn. So I'm like, okay, I wonder what's next.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes it's timing too. You know, sometimes we, you know, when we take a class like that or something, and, you know, and it's such a high vibe, right? Doing hip hop. It's like, it's just, you know, you get in that zone and you really bond with people, you know, because you're trying to do the steps, you're trying to learn the thing and trying to, like, you know, sort of synchronize sometimes too. So you can, like, feel that bond really easily. And it's so great when you have a shared interest like that, that's got that high vibration and really fun. But, you know, connecting in that way and even attraction, you know, even being attracted to each other, it's like, it doesn't always match up to, like, other things in life and, like, what's the right time to, like, really be able to be available for someone. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that could just...
get asked to do choreography. Right? Like, let's practice our own. And then she called me, like, the following day, and she's like, hey, I'm going to do a high heels class. You want to do it with me? And I'm like, okay, I'll step out of my comfort zone.
Awesome.
But then after that, But anyways, well, hey, thank you very much. I really appreciate the phone call. I appreciate you taking my call.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you calling in. And it's always, you know, I'm such a big supporter of dancers. You know, dance is a big part of my life, and so I'm always happy to hear from a dancer. So thank you for that. That lifted my energy.
Cool. You have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Okay. All righty. And we are already halfway through the show and at the bottom of the hour, so we're going to take a moment here to talk about what is coming up on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. This is a really cool, exciting week on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. We have the premiere of a brand new show tomorrow, Sunday, August 7th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. It's the Angelic View Show. It's the premiere episode of the Angelic View with your host, Maria G. Moss, who some of you may remember from back in the day. We had the Angels Monday show and other angel stuff. Maria G. Moss is back in the house, and she's going to have a very special co-host guest on her premiere episode, and that is our very own Dax Carlisle, CEO of the Tarot Guild and president of Psychic Talk Radio Network. So you don't want to miss that. Again, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. And then I'll be back next Saturday, August 13th, with my co-host Dax Carlisle, yes, the one I just told you about, for a exciting episode of the Tarot Today radio show. We're going to be talking about the tarot exhibition going on right now in Fino Borgo, Italy, curated by our very own Giordano Berti. We're going to have some really exciting stuff. If you go to the Tarot Guild Facebook group, The Tarot Guild on Facebook, you'll see some of the amazing pictures of this tarot exhibition. It's this historical exhibition. It's all this cool stuff, tarot games and divination. This is like a two-week event going on in Italy, and we're going to hopefully, if all things go well as far as connecting, you know, technology and everything, we're going to have a great opportunity to see some of this exhibition and to even get to speak with the one and only Giordano Berti. So that's going to be something to look forward to on the Tarot Guild Facebook group and on our Tarot Guild website, thetarotguild.com. And also, Dax and I are going to be taking your calls, doing open lines and free mini readings and talking about all kinds of stuff. And then on Sunday, August 14th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, it's the Magic Universe Show with your host, Sharona Rapsik, and she's going to be having on a very special guest, Sheila Height, or Sheila Height. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. But they're going to be doing free tarot readings as well. And again, you can find all of these by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming. That's how you keep up with all of our shows that we have going on. And so that is how you find out what's next and what's happening. All right. And I am also looking at the chat room. Again, you can find that by going to thetarotguild.com/chat. And I see Pamela Steele in there and Dax Carlisle. And hello, everybody. Good to see you guys today. What else is happening? What else is happening here? We have, Pamela Steele says,
energy is just that. How we use it and focus is what counts, absolutely. And calcite is one of her favorite stones, which is terrific because right now we're going to be talking about manganocalcite. And and then we'll get back to calls in a little bit. But our featured crystal guest is the quote-unquote Reiki stone, manganocalcite. And, you know, we talked about calcite a little teensy-weensy bit already. And, you know, just to go into a little more detail, you know, since calcite was our card of the day, but, you know, calcite comes in so many different colors. You can find green calcite, blue, yellow, orange, clear colored, brown colored, pink. That manganocalcite has a pinkish tone to it. You can find gray and red calcite. It's got an interesting appearance. It's kind of translucent and waxy. Sometimes it's banded. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the banding on calcite that is really, really enhanced, like you can see it very, very clearly, a lot of times that comes about because it's been acid treated. It's a pretty common stone. You can find it in the United States, in Britain, Belgium, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Peru, Iceland, Romania, Brazil. You know, so it's sprinkled all over the world in a sense. And again, you know, it does have that calming aspect to it. We talked about that earlier when we were looking at the cards. And some people even think simply having a piece of calcite in a room can help cleanse the negative energies from the environment and sort of heighten the energy of the people in the room. Within the body, it's said to remove stagnant energy. And, you know, it's got this kind of interesting like amplification aspect to it, an energy cleansing aspect to it. So we think of it as sort of like an active crystal, like it's constantly doing something, you know. There's some stones that like we talk about having to activate them, and calcite is one that I kind of feel like is always up to something, but always up to something good. You know, it's considered a spiritual stone, you know, and all of these things are just kind of, you know, calcite in general, you know, on the mental level or psychologically, it's said to connect the emotions with the intellect and help create emotional intelligence. So, if your emotional intelligence, your EI is something, or your EQ is something that you are interested in and working on, and say you're following like certain steps, or maybe you read, you know, what was his name? I think Daniel Amen wrote the book on emotional intelligence. Let me know if I'm wrong about that, but it just pops into my head. You know, calcite is good to kind of keep, you know, to wear or keep in your hand or in your pocket while you're working on those aspects. And, you know, mentally, you know, it does help with, you know, learning to discern and analyze and stimulating insight and even boosting memory, you know. And alleviating emotional stress like we talked about. On a healing level, you know, calcite is said to help cleanse the organs of elimination, you know, things that like help us eliminate toxins in the body, encourages calcium uptake. So if you're someone who's, you know, concerned about your bones and your skeleton and your joints or your teeth or whatever, calcite might be a good stone to work with. Of course, any of these like health related things, you know, you have to also understand that this is complementary medicine. This doesn't replace like going to a doctor or a licensed professional that's going to kind of help you get on the right track with diet and exercise or whatever it is that you need. Now, manganocalcite in particular, because of that pink color, you know, associated with the heart chakra, of course, and also connected to the angelic realm. A stone of forgiveness helps to release fear and grief and keep, you know, if you kind of like what we were talking about with the last caller, if you feel like you were sort of trapped in the past, Mangano Calcite can help bring you into the present moment by helping you to sort of accept yourself for who you are right now in this moment. You know, and, you know, it's got a loving energy, helps to dissolve, you know, resistance to love and, you know, helpful for people that have suffered any sort of trauma. Now, the main reason that I wanted to talk about Mangano Calcite, particularly at this time, is because I had an experience with it, you know, very recently. Gosh, last week, I want to say, or maybe it was the week before, I don't know, time kind of all sort of, you know, falls together and you kind of lose track of how many weeks have passed or how many days have passed, especially when you're dealing with the loss of somebody who's very close to you or very important, when you're dealing with grief and just that recognition that, oh yeah, I forgot we were mortal. You know, and have those moments sometimes, especially with like old good friends, which you've had a lot of experiences with, and then that was kind of what was happening in my life. A very dear friend of mine, a fellow metaphysician, even, his name is Jerry, and he passed away last week, and prior to his passing, he was like kind of in the hospice situation and kind of, you know, it was obvious. It was obvious to me that, like, you know, he was going yonder very soon, you know. And he's somebody who had been very active in the Edgar Cayce group, the ARE, you know, into a lot of, you know, interesting spirituality. That was a, you know, just a real, became like kind of, you know, a centerpiece of his life and very important to him. And he had, because he, you know, through disease, right? Disease is what takes us out of the running so often. He had COPD and he had ALS. For those of you who don't know, you may recognize that as being called the Lou Gehrig's disease. And it's a disease that, unfortunately, you know, I've had a lot of experience with, losing people to it or having friends or family members suffer from it. And Jerry being the latest of that. And what that does in some cases, and definitely in his case, it removes the ability to actually speak, you know. It's a motor neuron disease, and so those neurons aren't firing anymore, and, you know, you're trying to speak, but, like, the sound isn't coming out. And he had, you know, some people that were very dear to him, his teacher, you know, of metaphysical things, light working, that kind of stuff, and I was able to facilitate a kind of a Zoom meetup, you know, kind of a, just a get together from the hospital for him to be able to at least hear them, even though they couldn't hear him, and to see them, even though they couldn't see him. He didn't want to be seen, you know. And so there's a lot of, you know, stuff that goes on. Right, stuff that goes on in the heads of everybody when we're, you know, have somebody we care about that's ill, or we are, you know, we know we're going to lose someone. And I brought my Mangano Calcite, my biggest piece of it, my Reiki stone, with me to that to his hospital room, where I, you know, set up this Zoom thing on my phone, and, you know, everybody's on different phones in different parts of the room, and one in front of Jerry so he can see everything, and then one person, you know, in one state and another person in another state. It was just really crazy. And I gave the Reiki stone to Jerry to hold in his hands Well, he could still like hold things in his hands. Not everybody, you know, with that particular condition can even, you know, clutch anything or hold anything. And he was able to hold that stone in his hand, and, you know, the whole thing just went beautifully, and everybody got to talk to him, and he got to see all of them and hear just the beautiful expressions of feeling and of love and caring and yes, even hopefulness and even optimism, even in those final moments. And I can't help but think that in some way, because I'll tell you, going into it, I was all stressed out. I was like, oh my gosh, how am I, is this even going to work? I don't know. You know, are we going to be able to all connect? Is everybody going to show up? Is this even feasible? Is this even a good idea? You know, all in my head. And something changed in that room. And, you know, everybody that was there physically, you know, just like there was just this calm energy, just this blanket of calm, loving energy. It was like being in the pink bubble, you know, like a pale pink bubble, the color of manganocalcite, and just everybody connecting and really just being like fully present, even though they were, you know, some of them were thousands of miles away. And so, you know, I wanted to share that with you. Because a lot of times we talk about crystals and what they do for us. You know, we've got this sort of attitude about crystals that maybe we even have about, you know, like, you know, anything really. We want it now to do something for us. And if it doesn't do something for us right now, then, you know, then we don't have time for it. You know, that sort of instant gratification kind of attitude that you know, is prevalent in our times. And I think the energy of manganocalcite is subtle, you know, but at the same time very powerful and very effective. And if we can kind of get out of our own head, and if we can get out of the mentality of like the expectation that, you know, I want to feel something really powerful happen with this stone or something, then we can really experience the power of it, you know, without the expectation, and just being in the moment with the stone, using the stone to enhance an experience. Sometimes just putting it in the hand of somebody else that we want to feel, you know, connected to, or that we want them to feel the energy of it or to experience the benefit of it. And the benefits are not always something that's written down in a book somewhere. You know, books are great. If you want to learn about crystals and especially, you know, anything else. If you want to learn about Reiki, right? If you want to learn about Reiki, there's a lot of great books out there to help you. I always recommend taking a Reiki class in person if you can. And, you know, if you have a Reiki circle near you that you can go and just check out, you know, what it's like and what it's all about, and even, you know, get a treatment or learn how to do some of it yourself, I highly recommend it. You know, Reiki is energy. Reiki is something that we already have access to, you know. We may call it by different names, and really just learning Reiki, and just teaches you more about what you can do with that energy that you already have access to. It's not, you know, hocus pocus. It's not woo woo woo. You know, it can be. It can. I always like to say things are as woo as you want to make them. You know, and Reiki is definitely one of the things that falls under that category, but. You know, it was just a beautiful experience that I had, and I think it was definitely enhanced by using manganocalcite. And I also wanted to leave you with just a little Reiki technique that you can all try on your own. And you don't have to be a Reiki master or anything like that. all you have to do is just give it a try. And it's actually something I think that always helps, you know, for everybody. And that is that idea of just sometimes clearing our own energy, you know, physical clearing, and using our hands to do it, using hand strokes to clear energy is something anybody can do as long as they have hands, okay? I'll put that disclaimer in there. And it's an ancient practice beyond, you know, any modern thing that we called Reiki. And basically, all you really do, right, is you're using the palm of your hand to sort of stroke, okay, the body, you know, and not even physically touching it, but just with long sweeping hand strokes. You take one hand, you start like at the middle of the chest and then move to the stomach. And, you know, you're going through the liver all the way down to the outside of your leg and flicking off the energy at your toes, just like with the flick of your fingers, with the flick of your wrist, you know, and you can do it on the other side. And it's just really simple, you know. You're just using your hands, or just a couple inches, let's say 2-3 inches away from your body. You want them within the auric field. So let's say, you know, you when you do this, you know, you want to have it within a foot from your actual, like, skin, you know. With it, if you're in there, then you're in the right zone. And you're just, like, to cleanse your energy. And just sometimes we can get so caught up and so sort of, like, stressed out and everything that we really forget that, like, we have the ability to kind of release that tension. And sometimes doing something physical, and I really believe, like, just a physical movement often really helps us to release, to kind of refresh, you know, just physically, like, clear that off, just like you're sweeping it off. You know, sweeping the debris of all the stress and all the anxiety and everybody else's BS and everybody else's worries and problems that they have to talk to you about, and just sweep it down, sweep it off, flick it away, and then go about your day. And any time that you feel sort of wound up, that's just an easy thing to do. It's a non-traditional Reiki technique now. It was a technique before Reiki. But I just thought, you know, I get the sense, and I've just heard from so many people in the last few weeks that are like so like, you know, stressed out and just like, you know, got to do this, got to do that. All this is happening, you know, all these problems, you know, whatever it is. Like, people are operating at this high level of stress right now, and they're getting extra tired from it. They're getting worn out. They're getting run down. And we know what happens when we do that, when we let ourselves get worn out and run down. What happens? We get sick. We catch the latest bug, you know, something starts acting up because we've made ourselves physically vulnerable to it. Okay, I'm not a doctor. That's just my opinion. Okay, take it with a grain of salt. Halite salt, you know, from like halite crystals. That's a good kind of salt to take it with. But anyway, I digress. Yeah, sweep it off. Shake it off. You know, that's one technique. Develop your own technique. Whatever it is that is going to help you sort of release that extra tension and stress and worry and concern that you're carrying around that's making you feel run down and tired, because that is a going around. I swear, it's like a, you know, I'd almost call it synchronicity, but I don't even think it's that. I think it's like a just kind of the sign of the times right now. People are tired and they just feel like overburdened. And so you got to let that go. You got to let it go for yourself and for the other people in your life too. Because how much of a good partner or mother or wife or husband or friend or daughter or cousin are you going to be if you're operating almost on empty when it comes to, like, how you're feeling energetically? So just something to keep in mind. Just needed to put out that particular message today for everybody. And again, mangano calcite, check it out. You don't have to be even into Reiki to benefit from working with this stone. And really, the calcite family is just, you know, really a great family, a great group of stones to hang out with. And, you know, if you have questions about, you know, some of the different colors or whatever, kind of a really cool, you know, rule of thumb for figuring out, like, you know, what is this stone good for? You know, the easiest thing is if you are at least familiar with the chakra system and the colors associated with each of the chakras, the calcite family is a good stone to kind of look at from that perspective. Right? So your pink or your green calcite is going to be the heart chakra, blue calcite, the throat chakra, yellow calcite, the solar plexus, orange calcite, the, you know, the sacral chakra, and red calcite or even gray calcite. We're talking like the root chakra stones, and clear calcite, that's the crown chakra. You know, it's really kind of an all-purpose kind of stone. You know, if you have just clear calcite, it's also programmable, you know. And you might think, like, okay, what does that mean? You know, well, that's as simple as just taking a stone that you want to work with for a specific purpose and focusing your intention on what that purpose is. In connection with that stone, it's like, hello, mangano calcite. I would like you to assist me when I do Reiki for myself and others, you know, for an example, something like that. And that process of programming a stone, there's so many different ways to do it. You can, you know, read different books that are going to recommend, you know, different things, doing it through meditation, etc. Whatever works for you. I mean, you know, seriously, whatever works for you, and not just that you choose something randomly just for the heck of it, but something that you feel like, okay, this feels authentic to me to do it this way. That's how I tell people to program crystals. It's like, try some of the methods that people recommend, but also, like, you know, don't do something if it feels hokey to you. If it doesn't feel like, okay, I'm just going by the numbers and doing this because this is what somebody wrote in their book I should do, you know, to program my crystal. You know, that's how effective do you expect that to be if you're not even buying into it, if it doesn't even feel, like, authentic to you? So that's just something to think about. Oh, Pamela mentions rainbow. Yes. You know, the rainbow colors of the chakra, and is there rainbow calcite? Rainbow calcite. I would think that there probably is rainbow calcite when you think about it. And again, you know, how stones that develop like different colors often have a lot to do with, you know, how they're formed and the minerals that are around them that lend different colors to the stone itself. But anywho, we are already at the end of the show. And as always, if anybody has any further questions, you can always find me on the Tarot Guild website. It's thetarotguild.com/Mary. You can find me there quite easily. You can find me on the Tarot Guild and Psychic Talk Radio Facebook groups. You can also find me on my own page on Facebook, Tarot Dactyl's Nest. And you can always shoot me an email, too. You can always send me an email at mary@thetarotguild.com. If you have any questions about any of the stones that I feature on this show or any of the topics that we talk about, or if you want to suggest a new topic as well, and if you want to book a reading with me, go over to my page on the Tarot Guild website, again, thetarotguild.com/Mary. I always offer readings there at a discounted rate compared to how much I charge offering them other places. Yeah, it's the truth, folks. It's the truth. But no, I always like to make sure I have a discounted rate for our Tarot Guild members and anybody who frequents the site. So that's it for today. It's a wrap, so to speak. And I want to thank you all for joining me for part of your Saturday afternoon. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the day and enjoy your weekend. And make sure you tune in tomorrow for the premiere of the Angelic View Show, brand new show here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. And of course, you can catch Dax and I next Saturday on the Tarot Today radio show. Same bat time, same bat channel. Have a good weekend, everybody. Bye-bye. Oh,